This is the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP, the home of Fort Recovery Athletics. From the first serve to the final buzzer, from the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, we've got every play covered. Today's broadcast is made possible by the support of our community-minded underwriters, the local businesses who stand behind our athletes and this station. You're listening to Fort Recovery's Hometown Voice, 107.3 The Tribe. Let's play and go Tribe!
Welcome to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Indians getting ready to take on the Lady Cardinals. And I'm here with Brenda Wendell, and she looks like she's all set to go. What are you thinking about this after watching the JV contest?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to be hopefully competitive. Hopefully they stay pretty close and they're not too far-fetched.
Yep. The JV, we hung with them really well in that first set, 25-20. At one point it was 20-19, then they kind of walked away with it at the end. But we were right there with them, and I thought, man, we might be able to do it. The second set started off, we got ahead of them 4-0, and it was all Lady Cardinals from there. They got 14 of the next 16 points. They were ahead 14-6 after we were ahead 4-0. I believe they scored seven. They were ahead 7-4, and then we got one, and they got five or six more. And anyway, they just kind of wiped us out a little bit. The second set ended up being 25-12. After I thought we might have a good chance of winning that, especially with the start we got. But it didn't happen that way. And also kind of how the first match at Layman Catholic on Saturday went. We were playing a really, really good Versailles team. And first set, we were the first team to 20. We were ahead 20-15. And they proceeded to finish that set out with a 10-2 run. So they ended up winning that 25-22. And from that 20-15 lead that we had in that first set, they outscored us 35-15 at the end of the first set and the whole second set. So Corey May's daughter, I can't remember her first name. We had kind of been able to keep the ball out of her hands that first set. And then all of a sudden, everything was to her, and she was brutal. There's a couple of really good hitters in that tournament. So we lost the first two sets. It's a two-set match in those tournaments. So we lost the first match. Then we played Lima Central Catholic and beat them pretty easily in two sets. Then we played Adena, and we beat them bad in the first set. They beat us bad in the second set, and then we beat them bad in the third set. So Adena had played Versailles right before that, and it kind of went the same way. Versailles won the first set pretty easily, and then Adena came back and got Versailles in the second set. Then Versailles just wiped them out in the third set. So we were kind of up and down, but we had some really good things, and we tried a few new things that I hadn't seen before. We brought in Haley Easton to do the setting, and Caden Ranley, that usually sets, became one of our hitters. And both of those girls did very well. So that happened again on Tuesday at Fort Laramie. Non-league, and so we worked on a couple of things that are a little different. So don't know what to expect, Brenda.
No. And looking at this volleyball leaderboard that came out in tonight's newspaper here, Neil, I was just kind of skimming through it, and in the kills section, in the top 11, New Bremen's got two players, and we have two players in there. And then I went to that termination blocks, and in the top 10 players, one for New Bremen and one for Fort Laramie in there.
Fort Recovery.
Bremen and Fort Recovery. Yeah, sorry yeah, about
you're,
that.
You're
deal.
Thinking about Tuesday night.
Right. And in the service aces, in the top 10. There was two for New Bremen and two for Fort Recovery tonight.
Yep.
Same with the Digs, one for New Bremen, one for Fort Recovery, and Assist had one for them and one for us.
Yeah.
So,
On paper, it's going to look pretty even.
Yeah.
And again, it's such a game of momentum. If somebody starts getting something going, it is hard to stop. And especially on serves, if your serve is really, really clicking, you can get a bunch of points in a row. So, we just we know that New Bremen has a really, really good program and have had for about 10 years here. And so we have two, and we have to just fight and do everything we can to beat them. And it's going to be a tough one for us, and I hope it's a really tough one for them. I hope they go home for what will seem like a two-hour bus ride back to New Bremen. So we hope that goes that way, but we just have to play it and see. I just remember several, that would have been probably 8 or 10 years ago now, when that Paige Jones, I believe, was led the state in kills, and she was unbelievable and powerful, and they came over here and we beat them because Kaya Wendell made dig after dig on these monstrous hits that she had. She played it just right, and she couldn't get one to go down for her. Kaya was just digging everything out, and we ended up beating them. So, you know, you just need somebody to get hot and negate their strength, whatever that might be.
And looking out there, Neil, I'm looking, and I see Paige and Kaya both are assistant coaches.
Isn't that awesome?
So they didn't give that volleyball up yet.
No, and they came back home and are helping their program. That's a really good thing that should happen a lot, and it does around here. A lot of the people that got a lot out of the program are coming back and giving back to it, and that's just a pretty good thing. So looks like we're getting pretty close to the national anthem. Anything else you got to? You want to throw in there?
Yeah, I'm going to say New Bremen's head coach tonight is going to be Diana Kramer, and Fort Recovery's head coach is Travis Guggenbeller.
Yep.
And tomorrow night, football is going to head up to Delphus St. John's. That Reisner Energy pregame show is going to start at 6:40. And next week, our volleyball is going to be back playing Monday night, hosting Salina here at the Fortside Fieldhouse. And then Thursday, volleyball is going to travel to New Knoxville to play there. And next Friday, we're going to be back hosting football against Versailles here at the fort. So,
yep. So a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
This week and next. Let's take a break. We'll be back after the national anthem and the introductions of players. Back in just a couple minutes.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Asia, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe. Hey. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Site Fuel in Fort Recovery. Right on the corner of Fort Site Street and State Route 49, Fort Site Fuel is your local stop for top-tier gasoline and ultra-low sulfur diesel. It's self-serve, open 24/7, and their pumps take all the major credit cards. Easy and convenient, day or night.
We thank Fort Site Fuel for their support of the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch located in downtown Fort Recovery.
These local businesses offer furniture and home decor from each business in both stores and are supporters of Fort Recovery Team Sports. Contact A Simple Touch at 419-375-5306 or shopasimpletouch.com and Medler's Furniture at 260-726-4570 or medlersfurniture.com.
We thank A Simple Touch and Medler's Furniture for supporting Tribe Football and Volleyball on Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Roll Tribe!
Support for the Tribe 107.3 is provided by Reasoner Energy Products in Coldwater, installing and servicing products from Trane HVAC, Generac Generators, and Mitsubishi Electric Ductless Systems. Reasoner Energy Products is proud to support community growth through quality service and local commitment. Learn more by visiting their location at 445 Hardin Street in Coldwater or online at ReasonerEnergyProducts.com. Their phone number is 419-678-4858.
We thank Reasoner Energy Products for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville.
They offer a relaxed place to gather with wings, spank burgers, and certified Angus beef steaks on the menu. It's a family-friendly restaurant and sports bar where people from around the area stop in for a meal or meet up with friends. More information and their full menu are available on their Facebook page.
That's Gilbert Station Bar and Grill in Burkittsville. Proud supporters of the Tribe 107.3.
Welcome back to the Fort Site Fieldhouse, just finishing up the introductions with our high school principal, Ryan Steinbrenner, on the microphone. He practiced for this, doing the wow.
That's
so
right.
The wow is practiced for the announcing of the players here at the volleyball match. And he did a pretty good job at the wow.
Yeah,
he did okay.
I'm sure he lost his voice. A little bit during that wow.
Yeah, so getting ready to kind of get going here. The players will take the court and we'll do the libero switch out, that type of thing, and then we'll get underway here. Should be a good old good one. Indians need to get a few victories under our belt. We've played well and don't have enough victories to show for it, so we'll have to see how it goes. I think we'll have a very good season, and it'll work pretty well for us going into the tournament, no matter what our record is, because we'll be going south and we won't play these tough teams in the NAC, and a lot of the teams in the south have not seen that knuckleball serve that every team has one or two that can do it and makes it really tough. Well, I see Ian McCain over there with a little tutu on.
Yeah, looks like a red, white, and blue America.
It is red, white, and blue, but I didn't see ballerina on the list for things to do, but it is all red, white, and blue theme. And he's got his red, white, and blue, including a star-spangled tutu. So,
well,
the football team is is here in pretty good shape and looks like we're getting ready to go. I'll let you take over here.
We have Fort Recovery starts with a serve on this first set. We have Caden Ranley back there serving, and her serve is out of bounds on that first serve. Not a good way to start there, Neil.
No, went too long. That's what we did in the JV match and quite a bit on Saturday at Lehman is we'd get the serve and then we'd have a service error.
So it's 0-1, and New Bremen just served that ball. We had a pass up, set, Cameron just hit, and that was down on their side. So that gives a point for Fort Recovery.
Yep, got to pass the blockers.
It is a 1-1. We have a sub coming in. Hope Evers is coming in to line up. She'll be up in that front, and that puts Cameron back at the serve line. And her serve is good, and they picked it up. They set it, and they put it over on Fort Recovery's side. We set up Hope Beavers. She hits it, but they pick that up. They set it up to their hitter, and their hitter hits it in the back. We dug it up, and we set Hope, and she hit it back over to New Bremen. New Bremen hits it, and we couldn't pick that up.
Nope. Kayla Garkey got a hand on it, but couldn't get it up off the floor, so it's 2-1 in favor of the Lady Cardinals, and can't see who's back to serve there.
Looks like number 16, Annie Layfelt, for them to serve that ball. We dug it up. Cameron's hitting from the back row, hits it over. They picked it up. We had a block on that hit, and we couldn't pick that up off that block.
Nope. Get off our block and back toward our football team. So
gives a point to New Bremen. It's 3-1. Annie Layfelt still serving for New Bremen. Cameron picks it up. We set it up to Hope. Hope goes up to hit. They had a kind of a block on it, but they picked it up, and they hit it. And they hit it out toward our back line, and our libero, Kayla Garkey, had her hand on it, but it kind of went off to the back.
It was a little bit past her. She got a great try on it, but she couldn't get there.
Puts it to 4-1. New Bremen's got the lead here.
We need to break the serve here.
Annie Layfelt still serving for him. Cameron passes it up. They set it up to Greasy, and Greasy puts it down right in the center there.
Yep, right over their blockers and down in the campfire, right in the middle of everybody.
We had Bryn Willman just came in the lineup, and we have Kayla Garkey back to serve now.
And Bryn Willman was the star of the pregame. She sang the national anthem, and it was tremendous as always.
Kayla just served that. New Bremen picked it up. They hit.
Whoa, Garkey got it. She picked it up and hit it clear to their side.
We've picked up their hit. We're going to set up. And they blocked our hit, and we just couldn't pick that back up again.
Yep, Kinley Kramer had a nice hit, but it went right into their blockers and right straight back at us at the feet of our back row and couldn't.
Puts it to 2-5. We are down. New Bremen's Maeve Eilerman is back at the line serving. We got a pass up, but it kind of went to a net. We couldn't play that second ball.
Yep. Cameron dug it out of the back, but it went straight at the net, and we tried to play it off the net, but could not play it. Down 4 now.
Yeah, 6-2. Maeve Eilerman still serving for New Bremen. We pass it up, and we're going to set Bryn, and Bryn hits that out of bounds.
Yep, hits it off to the side, and we're going to take the timeout. And I think that's a very good timeout.
Yeah, 2-7. We're down.
Be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is brought to you in part by BU Floral and Apparel in downtown Fort Recovery. From birthdays and weddings to graduations and anniversaries, they have flowers for every occasion. They also create custom school gear with screen printing, embroidery, and designs to show your hometown pride. Thanks to BU Floral and Apparel for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3. Let's go, Indians.
We're back here. Coach Guggenmiller still has them in that timeout. New Bremen's put their players back on the floor. They're ready. It is 2-7. Fort Recovery is down. New Bremen's going to be serving. It will be Maeve Eilerman serving at that line yet. And our girls are now back out on the court. And they're ready to go here. The serve is up, and she served in the net. Exactly what that timeout she was hoping that would happen. We got a sub on court recovery in New Bremen. We have Haley Easton now back at the serve line for court recovery. She's going to put an ace right there. Nobody, yep. They all just watched it.
Well, it was low. If they'd have gone at it, they would have missed it because it was right between them, yep, and right at their feet.
Right.
That was a great serve. We need that.
Yeah, 4-7. And she serves again, and she served out of bounds. So that
she served it behind the candy cane, the pole that's up there for out of bounds. She served it on the outside of that.
4-8. New Bremen served that. We dug it up. We're going to hit, and that was just Caden Ranley just hit that.
Yep, off of their blockers and down right in the middle of them.
So we had a sub here. Kenna Deuce is going to go back serving. It is 5-8. Court recovery is down by 3. And Kenna's serve is good, and they dug it up. And they didn't have a second person there to get that ball.
Yep, they didn't handle it real well. They got a hand on it and got toward the net, but it was low and kind of pretty hard coming at them, so made it pretty tough for them.
6-8. Kenna Deuce is going to serve again. Serve was good. They dug it up. They're going to set their hitter. We had a touch on it, but we dug it up, and we're going to set up Caden. And she hits it, and they kind of got their fingers on that block, but they couldn't get it then. So give the point to court recovery, 7-8 now.
Here we go. Kenna's going to get us a bunch here, I think. Let's get control of this.
So Kenna's serve is good. Court recovery is going up to hit, and Glenn hits that out of bounds.
Yeah, hits it a little too long, so I guess I spoke too soon. I thought we were going to get ahead of them here, and just a little bit too long on that. We set Brent up pretty nicely, but she hit it, got a little under it.
They have Ashton Eilerman back serving. It's 7-9. Court recovery is down. We've dug it up. We're going to set Brent, and she hits it down, but they dug it up, but they couldn't play that.
And I think the second hit, she kind of hit it back toward the middle, but I think she actually
carried
it.
Yeah.
They didn't call that. It hit the net, and they couldn't play it anyway, so it doesn't matter. But
8-9, court recovery serves. We have Trinity Rammel serving. Her serve went way long.
Yeah, about 10 feet too long. Darn.
So we're going to sub. New Brim is going to sub. And it is 8-10. New Bremen is ahead. It looks like their number 8, Charlotte Nelson, is going to serve for them. She's going to have a good serve. We dig it up. We set. We're going to set Cameron, and Cameron hits, but they blocked it down on the our side there.
Yep.
Point for New Bremen.
We had her set up pretty nicely, but she hit it right into their blockers, and they kept their hands in the right position and put it down inbounds on our side.
8-11. New Bremen is serving. Their serve is good. Dug up by court recovery. Set up breezy. And the timing was a little off there.
Yep. She went up at the wrong time, and she had to try to hit it on the way down and did not get to the net. So we need to break this serve here. We're down by 4.
Charlotte Nelson is serving for New Bremen. It's 8-12. New Bremen's ahead. First serve is good, dug up by court recovery. We're going to set Cameron. Cameron goes up to hit and doesn't get it over the net. Kind of rolls our side.
Yeah, hit the top ribbon and rolled down, but dropped on our side. So now we're down 5.
New Bremen's going to serve again. Their serve is good, dug up by Cameron. And we're going to hit by Greasy. And she hits it out of bounds. I'm not sure, Neil. These girls look a little like jitters out there.
Yep, we're not playing well, and New Bremen is, and we just don't have it.
Score 8-14.
Yep, and Coach Guggenbiller calls a timeout. We'll take a little break with them. Be back in just a minute.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Strolls Appliance and Electronics, located at 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, Indiana.
Strolls are a local dealer for GE and Hot Point Appliances and also carries Radio Shack Electronics. They've been serving the community with appliance service and support for 85 years. More information is available at Stroll Appliance or by calling 260-726-7136.
We thank Strolls Appliance and Electronics in Portland for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
We're back. Fort Recovery is down 8-14. We just came from a timeout. That was Coach Guggenmiller's second timeout. New Bern is going to serve the ball. And the serve was good, dug up by Fort Recovery. They're going to set Caden Ranley in. She hits it right to the back line, and they all just kind of watched it.
And so what we did over the weekend, and I think maybe Thursday against Coldwater, and then Tuesday at Fort Laramie, Caden is not setting now. Sometimes she is, but she got that hit. She's turned into one of our hitters now.
Served by Caden. They've dug it up. They hit it toward us. We got it. Cameron hits it. They dug it up. They're going to easy pass it over for us. We're going to pick it up. We're going to set Breezy.
Oh.
She hits it, but they blocked it down on our side.
That was a great hit and a great block by their big blockers there.
Gives a point to New Bremen. It's 9-15. New Bremen is ahead.
We need to get some points here.
They have Maria Kramer just served that ball for them. Dug up by Fort Recovery. We have a hit. They dug it up and a set. And
they said we touched it.
Yeah.
I didn't think we did, but nobody's arguing. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure I seen the touch.
It went out of bounds. Now Coach Guggenbiller is saying that we didn't touch it. Now he's saying it. And they're going to stick with their call. They always do.
Point to New Bremen.
I was very sure that we didn't touch it, but he called it right away.
And they just served right in front of our libero.
That, knuckleball that came at her and then dropped down. It didn't hit the floor first, but she couldn't control it.
9-17. Make that 10-17. Their server just served that out of bounds. So it gives a point to Fort Recovery.
Yep, a little too long.
We have Hope Evers back
Cameron.
And Cameron at the line. Cameron's going to serve for Fort Recovery. And her serve goes into the net.
That one dived a little too soon.
Yeah.
I don't think it actually got far high enough ever to get over the net.
So it's 10-18. New Bremen serves the ball. We dug it up. We set Breezy, and this time it goes to their blockers, but lands on their side.
Yep. Straight down from their blockers on their side. That's huge for us. It's almost too late to make a comeback. It isn't, but we have a lot of work to do right
11-18. Kayla Garkey's serving. Her serve is good. They dug it up. And they're setting up their hitter. And their hitter hits it right in the back corner.
Yeah, just barely inbounds, right inside the feet of the flag lady over there.
Makes it 11-19. They have Maeve Eilerman back serving.
And she's just a freshman, and she's probably 5'10 at least. And we can't handle that serve.
So we got 11-20.
They are the first team to 20, and I'm not going to dispute the fact that they're going to win this, although we could get a comeback here. If we get several points in a row, we can make a run at it.
Served by them, picked up by us, set up.
Oh.
Bryn Wellman puts that right in the center hole there.
Yep, right in the campfire.
Gives us 12-20. We're subbing Fort Recovery.
We have to get a bunch of points on this serve.
Haley Easton is back serving for Fort Recovery. Our front lineup is Caden and Bryn and Hope is our front. And 12-20 is our score in this first set. Haley's serve was good, picked up by New Bremen. They set up their hitter. And their hitter hits it right down.
Yep, puts it past to the left of our blockers and just stayed inbounds on the side. So
We got a score of 12-21.
Yeah, we're down 9, and we can't let them get another point. We have to get 5 or 6 in a row.
New Bremen serves that ball, dug up by Hope. We're going to pass up to Caden. Caden hits it over. New Bremen picks it up. They're going to kind of tip that over. We're going to set up Bryn, and Bryn hits it into their blockers and down on their side. So
yep, nice hit by Bryn. We need to really get a roll here. Even if we don't win this, we need to switch this momentum because they have all the momentum almost this entire set.
13-21 is our score, and we have Kenna Deuce at the serve line for Fort Recovery now. She's going to serve, and it's good, dug up by them. And they're going to set up their hitter, and we blocked it, but they picked it up. And they could not get it back over, yep. So that's a nice one for us.
There we go.
We got a 14-21. Kenna Deuce is going to give us another serve. Her serve is good, dug up by them. They're going to set up their hitter. We can't pick that up.
Nice, great hit. Kayla tried to go down to get it, but could not quite get there.
14-22, we're down. They have Ashton Eilerman back serving for them now. She's a junior. And that serve is out of bounds.
Yeah, we just stepped away from it and only went about 6 inches long.
Yeah.
That's gutsy when you're down and step away from one. And if that had dropped in there, that would have been the end of the game. Even though it wouldn't be enough points, that would have just been enough to break it.
15-22, Trinity Rammel serves for Fort Recovery. Serve was good, dug up by them. They hit it right into our blockers, but that ball went off our hands out. So it is now point for New Bremen. We got a lot of subs coming in. One for Fort Recovery and 2 of them for New Bremen. Score is 15-23. They have Charlotte Nelson back at their serve line.
I'd like to see us get up to 20 at least before we lose here.
Dug up by Fort Recovery. And Cameron passes it over, dug by them, set up for their hitter. They dinked it over, we dug it up. And we hit it on that second ball, so it's just a point.
Yeah,
they weren't ready.
We kind of bumped it, weren't necessarily trying to get it to a hitter, but Grizzly saw the opportunity and she just smashed it down there.
16-23.
Let's get into at least 20 and steal the momentum back.
We got Caden Ranley back serving. So she is going to have a good serve, and they dug it up. They hit it. We kind of got our tip on that block, but we couldn't get it back up.
Yep, they were struggling, and they managed to get one across, and it was exactly in the right place. It wasn't on purpose because they were struggling bad.
16-24. They have Maria Kramer that served that. We dug it up. We're going to set Cameron, and Cameron's going to hit. They're going to pick that up. They're going to set their hitter, and their hitter makes it over. They're going to set Greasy. Greasy tips it over, and they couldn't play that ball.
Yep, they got a finger on it, but it was way out of control. They got a second finger on it, and that was all they did. Never had a control on that.
We got a sub. Hope Evers coming in. Cameron's going back to the line to serve. Our score is 17-24.
Put a scare in them.
Cameron's serve looks good. They dug it up. They're going to set their hitter. And their hitter hammers that down on our side. So it's a 17-25. Fort Recovery lost that first set.
Yep. Well, we have to do a little better this second set. A lot better, actually, and not get behind early. So
we need to come out of that gate strong.
Yep. So let's take a break. We'll be back. We'll take a break with the teams, about 2 or 3 minutes. Be back in just a couple minutes.
Tonight's coverage of the Hometown Huddle is supported by Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery. Open Tuesday through Saturday, they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner with homemade soups and pies on the weekday lunch menu. On weekends, enjoy steak and chicken dinners, and catering is also available. For more information, call 419-375-4888. Thanks to Brick Street Tavern for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and the Tribe 107.3.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe, 107.3 WFRCLP, is supported by Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage of Fort Recovery. For more than 25 years, they've served the area with waterway installation, building pads, demolition, septic system installation, and dirt and gravel hauling. You can reach Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage at 419-852-6655. We thank Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage for backing Fort Recovery Athletics and supporting community radio on the Tribe.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Kalp Pharmacy.
Kalp Pharmacy is a full-service provider of pharmacy and durable medical equipment services, serving communities in Western Ohio and Eastern Indiana. They hold the gold seal of approval for home care from the Joint Commission, reflecting compliance with recognized standards of care. Learn more at kalppharmacy.com. The phone number for pharmacy services is 800-686-2314. The phone number for durable medical equipment is 419-375-7007.
We thank Kalp Pharmacy for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by The Tin Cupboard at 105 South Wayne Street in Fort Recovery. The Tin Cupboard is a local coffee shop and deli offering soups, sandwiches, salads, and wraps, plus homemade pies and hand-dipped ice cream. They also feature weekly take-and-bake meals and a full line of catering services for events and party trays. For details, call 419-375-3034 or visit their social media. Thanks to The Tin Cupboard for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
And we're back here at the Portside Fieldhouse. And New Bremen took that first set 25-17. We got the girls out on the court now, and New Bremen's going to start this set with the serve. And they're going to start with Charlotte Nelson back there for their first server.
Our football team is getting really loud over there.
Her serve is good, dug up by Cameron. We're going to set up. We hit, and they blocked but didn't pick that up, so we get the first point out of this.
Finley Kramer with a nice hit. They couldn't handle it at the net, and we get the serve back.
And we're going to start with 1-0 on this one. And looks like Kenna Deuce is going to go back serving for Fort Recovery. Her serve was out.
Oh, from here it looked like it could have been in. It was
a little long.
Clear across the court from us, but just a little bit long. Again, very gutsy to step away from something that close.
1-1, New Bremen serves. Their serve's good, dug up by Fort Recovery. And we're going to just pass that over. New Bremen sets up their hitter and hits it right into the net.
Whew. That was going to be a brutal
one. That was going to be a hard one.
Yeah, now we might have, it was coming right at our blockers, and we might have put it right back in their face.
But
I'm glad it hit the net.
That gives a Fort Recovery 2 and New Bremen 1. Looks like Kayla Garkey is back to serve.
She needs to get one of those famous service runs.
Her serve is out of bounds.
Goes on to the left side. At Fort Laramie on Tuesday and at Lehman a couple of times, she got called for serving. She was stepped over the line in the back as she was serving. So
2-2, New Bremen serves the ball. We pick it up. We're going to set up Bryn, and Bryn hits it over. They pick it up. They're going to set their hitters, and that hitter hits it out of bounds.
Yep, hit it a little too wide. It was a really good shot, and we wouldn't have been able to handle it if it stayed in. But.
So it's 3-2, and we got Haley Easton in the lineup to serve.
We need somebody to get us about 5 or 6 in a row here.
That would be nice. Her serve is good, dug up by New Bremen. They're going to set their hitter, and it is inbounds on our side. So point for them. So it's 3-3. They have Maeve Eilerman back there serving for them.
I do not want to trade points with them, and that's mostly what we did that first set.
Serve was good. We dug it up, but that ball went just barely over the net, and
yep,
she kind of pushed it down.
Went to our front row, and they tipped it. I was thinking we should have gone up and and gotten it before it got across the net, but we didn't.
So 3-4, New Bremen is ahead by one. They just served, and we couldn't get that pass up. Kind of went out in the student section there. That
so
makes it 3-5.
They've scored three straight, and we need to get this serve back. We cannot let them get a run going. We need to be the ones getting the run.
Served by them. We pass it up into the ceiling, but we kind of followed it and passed it over them. They hit it. We dug it up. They're going to set up Ranley. She gets it over. They're going to hit, and right in the center of our court.
Yep, got to cross our blockers and down in the campfire. And we are taking a timeout, and I was just thinking the same thing. We needed to
3-6
to get this under control. So we will be back after this timeout.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Fort Recovery Insurance Agency Incorporated.
As an independent agency, Fort Recovery Insurance works with providers like Buckeye State Mutual, Nationwide, Progressive, Indiana Farmers, Donegal, Ohio Mutual, Acuity, Safeco, and Hagerty, offering insurance options for vehicles, homes, farms, life, and health.
We thank Fort Recovery Insurance Agency for supporting the Tribe 107.3, WFRC, LP.
And we're back here. Coach Guggenmiller called his first time out. The score is 3-6. New Bremen's going to serve the ball. We got Maeve Eilerman back at the line. And her serve hits that top of the net and lands on Fort Recovery's side.
Hit the net and acted like it was going to fall on their side, but it crawled across down on ours. They've scored 5 points in a row on us.
And that makes their score 3-7. Eilerman's back serving yet. Her serve is way out of bounds there.
Yep. Long.
So that gives us a point. We are now 4-7. Substitution coming in. We have Hope Evers coming in the lineup. That puts Cameron back at the line.
We have to match their 5-point run there.
Cameron serves, and it's good. They dig it up. They're going to set their hitter, and that hit is out of bounds.
Yep, it's way too, they went across court and went a little too wide.
Point for recovery. Score is now 5-7. Cameron's going to serve again. And let's hope this is a good one here. And it's good. They dig it up. And they're going to set up their hitter. And that hitter just inside.
Just in bounds on the far side. Right near the flag lady. And they break our serve. We did get it down to 3. And we were down 5. But we can't let them get 2 points in a row here.
New Bremen serves right into the net. Yep. That makes that 6-8 now for Fort Recovery.
We had 3 guys on our football team that just set high jump records. they were jumping about as high as they possibly could.
We got Trinity Ramel serving the ball. New Bremen passes it up, and they're going to set their hitter off our blockers. So.
And
we couldn't get that.
Couldn't get it. Went off our blockers and to the side, actually to our bench. So we're now down 3.
6-9. Looks like an Eilerman just served the ball. Passed up Fort Recovery. Hope Evers goes for the hit. They dig it. And they put it over on that second ball. And we got our hand on it, but couldn't get that second hit.
Yeah, we just barely got our hand on it and went sideways. So we have to stop. If we let them get this run here, it's going to be really, really hard for us to win this.
Score is 6-10. New Bremen just served, dug up by Fort Recovery. And
beautiful.
That's a nice hit by Caden Ranley.
Yep. And again, just in the last Thursday, she's played some of that front row instead of only being a setter. She has had some great hits.
We got a score of 7-10, and now Caden is back at the serve line. Her serve hits the net, but rolls over on their side and down on the court.
Yep, they were able to put a finger on it, but it never got more than an inch off the floor. So
that makes it 8-10.
Here we go. Come on, Caden. Let's get a bunch. Let's get ahead here. Let's get about 4 points ahead.
Caden's serve is in the net. She needs a little more oomph
on that.
Stayed
on her side, yeah. Last time it hit the net and crawled over, and this time it hit the net and stayed. So now we're down 3 again. and we can't let them get anything going. This is critical part
of the
set.
8-11. New Brandon Charlotte Nelson just served, and her serve was good. Dug up by Fort Recovery. They're going to set and hit, and they got a block, but they picked it up. They're going to set their back row, and we have a nice,
beautiful block.
And they just hit it out of bounds.
Yep, got it across our blockers, but
out of bounds
on the side, and almost too long, but definitely out of bounds on the side. Indians down two, and here comes
Kenna Deuce.
Kenna Deuce back to serve.
Score is 9-11. Kenna's going to serve. That serve is good. Dug up by New Brandon. They're going to set their hitter. And that just rolls over the net.
Yep.
Lands on Fort Recovery's side.
Man, we need to get a roll going there. We're down three still. We're trading points with them, and that's okay for a while. But pretty soon, one of these teams has to start pulling away about 5 points.
They had Maria Kramer just serve the ball. Dug up by Fort Recovery. We're going to set Cameron up. Cameron hits it. Dug up by them. And they hit, and we block. But our block went out of bounds.
Oh,
so point for New Brandon.
I thought we had that. We can't see the sideline from here.
Yeah.
But it looked like it was going to be in bounds. They're right there. So
New Brandon serves the ball, dug up by Fort Recovery. They're going to set up Cameron. Cameron hits. And they couldn't get it up. So
yep.
Got
a hand on it, but nowhere near anybody else to hit it the second time. So
gives a point to Fort Recovery.
We keep going from two down to three down to two down to four down, and we're three down right now. We need points.
Kayla Garkey just served that way out of bounds.
Yeah, about 5 feet too long.
So that makes it 10-14. New Bremen's number 7. Looks like Jane Windler is going to go back there to serve for them. And we'll see her serve is good. Dug up by Fort Recovery. Hit set for Bryn. We dug it up, but that ball rolled over and hit the antenna.
Yep. They tipped it back to us. We got it off the floor, but it hit the net and rolled down, hit the out of bounds, and we're down 5.
10-15. New Bremen just served the ball, dug up by Fort Recovery. We're going to hit it over. They pick it up. They're going to set their hitter, and we couldn't pick that up. Coach Guggenbauer is going to call a timeout. We're at 10-16.
Yep. This is middle of the set, and they just took their biggest lead, and now we have a hole to dig out of, and it's going to be tough. It's not impossible right now, but it'll be tough. We'll be back in just a little bit after this timeout.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Wendell's Barbecue at the St. Joe's Store.
Wendell's Barbecue is open Tuesday through Saturday and serves pizzas, gourmet burgers, smoked brisket, pulled pork creations, and hand-cut fries cooked in beef tallow. Wendell's also features daily food specials, offers catering for events of all sizes, and operates a mobile food truck that appears at locations around the area. Find more on the Facebook page or call 419-375-4074.
We thank Wendell's Barbecue at St. Joe for supporting community radio on the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
We are back here at the second set. Fort Recovery is down 10-16. New Bremen is back serving, and her serve is good, but dug up by Fort Recovery.
Struggling to get it across. Whew.
Pushed over by Cameron. They're going to set up their hitter, and we dig it up. Yeah.
Beautiful dig.
We're going to hit it back over. New Bremen hits it over. We kind of got our fingers on it, but it fell in our side.
They had a great dig over there on their side. We had a great one on our side, and we're in trouble.
That makes it 10-17. They still have Jane Rimmer back there serving. And her serve is good, dug up by Fort Recovery. Cameron goes up to hit, and it goes on their side, right in their blockers down the front of them.
We needed that.
So 11-17. We got Haley Easton back serving for Fort Recovery now.
It's not too late, but it's getting too late.
Her ball is good. And New Bremen hit that over.
They set that up beautifully for Ashton Eilerman.
Right down on the ground.
Right in the middle. And she banged it down on the floor.
That puts it to 11-18.
And their biggest lead of the set.
Maeve Eilerman serves for New Bremen, dug up by Fort Recovery. They're going to set Cameron, and Cameron's going to hit it right to that back line.
Oh, it's barely inbounds. That was beautiful.
Puts it 12-18. Hope Beavers is coming back in. That puts Cameron back at the serve line.
That knuckleball serve she has is tough to play, but most of the league teams know how to play it.
They dig it up. They're going to set their hitter, and their hitter pushes it over. Dug up.
And one of their players was either
under the line.
The line or over the net. I think probably under. I wasn't watching that close. But so a point for us, and here we come. We've
13,
gotta get the,
yeah, 13-18
let's
now.
See if we can get it tied up here.
Cameron's going to serve again, and the serve was good, but they dug it up.
Just barely.
And they pushed it over on the second ball, but we're going to hit, and that, that hit just rolls over the net, lands on their side.
Yep.
Caden Ranley just hit that.
Yeah, it hit the net, rolled about 10 feet
and
down
dropped,
the net,
right,
and dropped on their side.
Yeah.
Man, that's beautiful. Here we go.
14-18. Cameron's going to serve again. Her serve's good, dug up by them. They're going to set their hitter. Blocked by Fort Recovery, but it rolls down in Fort Recovery's court. So that gives a point to them, makes it 14-19.
Well, we got it down to four. Now it's back to five. We got some momentum going here. If we can stop them here, we can maybe get something going.
Their serve was good, dug up by Fort Recovery. They're going to set Caden. Caden hits it, but blocked it by New Bremen, and that block came down on Fort Recovery's side.
So they're the first team to 20-14.
They have their serve just hits that net and rolls right down on the Fort Recovery side there.
Kayla just about got her hand under it, but couldn't get there. 21-14 now.
New Bremen's going to serve the ball. Pass up by Fort Recovery. We're going to set Hope, and Hope's going to hit it. They got to pick that up. They're going to set their hitter, and that hitter just barely puts it over.
Tipped it across our blockers. We did get a hand on it, but never got it under control. So they're ahead 8. They only need 3 points to win this set and go up 14-22.
Make that 15-22. New Bremen missed their serve. Didn't get to the net.
Didn't even get to the net.
No.
Just absolutely mishit that one. If we can get them to mishit 3 or 4 more, we can maybe win this one.
Trinity Rammel back at the line for our score to 15-22 right now. Her serve is good. They dig it up, and they're scrambling, so they push it over. We pass it up. We're going to set up Greasy, and she hits it, but they pick it up. They hit it over, but we picked it up. They're going to set Hope, and Hope hits it. They picked it up.
Oh, nice save. Big hit.
Oh, man. New Bremen just hit it right at Cameron's face there.
We had them on the run, and they came up with one great shot.
So that makes it 15-23. New Bremen got the Ashton Eilerman back there to serve for them. And her serve is good. We dig it up. We're going to set up Greasy. She hits it. They pick it up. And
second hit. They put it down on our side.
Yeah.
We weren't ready for it, and most teams are not ready for it on that second hit, especially with a really great setter.
15-24. They're at a set point here. And we pick it up. We're going to set up Caden Ranley, and she's going to push it to the back, but they pick it up. Their hitter hits, and we blocked, and it dropped on their side.
Whew.
So we are still alive here.
We need 10 in a row.
Yeah, 16-24.
Now, with that said,
we have Caden Ranley at the line.
Caden Ranley served 12 in a row. So.
So Caden Ranley's going to serve, and it's good, but they pick it up. They set up their hitter, and that hitter hits it right to the back line.
Right at the line, and it's down.
And that puts the set 25-16. New Bremen takes that second set.
So we have a long way to go here. That middle part where we were down three, and then they increased it to four instead of us getting it. I think it was 13-10, and we needed the point, and they got points. So we'll be back after this break and be in set number three, hopefully with the Fort winning and going to set numbers four and five back in just a little bit.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery. K&L Tractor Sales is located on State Route 49 South and carries a variety of new and used farm equipment, including tractors, skid steers, hay tools, tillage and harvesting equipment. You'll find brands like Ferris, Kloss, Great Plains, Salford BVI, Artsway, New Holland, and more. They offer parts and service to keep farm and rural equipment running smoothly. You can learn more at kltractorsales.com.
Thank you to K&L Tractor Sales for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Miracle Lanes in Fort Recovery, offering bowling, family fun, and a place for the community to gather. Hey, Harry Carey, tell us more.
Hey, they've got lanes for parties and celebrations and open bowling on the weekend. In the kitchen, it's wings, pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and subs. Plus a pizza wing and salad bar buffet every Friday at lunch. For more information, the number's 419-375-4274.
We thank Miracle Lanes and Fort Recovery for their support of the Tribe 107.3. Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from Cooper Farms, family-owned and operated since 1938. With locations in Mercer, Dark, Van Wert, and Paulding counties, Cooper Farms produces a wide variety of turkey, ham, and chicken products, along with table eggs and liquid eggs distributed across North America. They're also proud to give back through community initiatives right here in Northwest Ohio. Learn more at cooperfarms.com. Thanks to Cooper Farms for supporting local athletics and the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM comes from Gruby Auctioneering.
Licensed and bonded in both Ohio and Indiana, Adrian Gruby conducts farm, real estate, coins, and collectible auctions, live, online, and simulcast. He's also a licensed real estate agent with Lakeshore Realtors, helping guide clients through each step of buying or selling a home. More information is available at grubyauctioneering.highbid.com or by calling 419-305-9202.
We thank Gruby Auctioneering for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LPFM.
Welcome back to Portside Fieldhouse, getting ready for set number three. Indians down two sets to none. And I see a very good sign over there. I see Reed Willman, who was hurt in the football game on Friday night, went out on crutches and had a boot. He is no boot, no crutches. Looks like he might be favoring a little bit, but not as bad as it seemed like it might be. Sorry, we just got to the first point, and we lost the battle at the net is probably the best way to put it.
Yeah, Fort Recovery started off that set. New Bremen just served to Cameron and couldn't get that up, so it gives that New Bremen two, and Fort Recovery's at zero.
She hit that down. Not the way we wanted that.
They serve. We passed it up. We're going to set Bryn up, and she hits it to the back line.
Yep, and they were all moved up a little bit, and she hit it past him and down about a foot and a half inbounds in the back. And
so we have a score of 1-2. We have Kenna Deuce back at the line for Fort Recovery.
Let's get ahead. Make them catch us.
We have a... Her serve is good. Passed up by them. They set up their hitter, and their hitter hits it right into the center hole there.
Yep.
That gives it New Bremen a 3 to Fort Recovery's 1. And they have Jane Rimmer back there serving. If I recall correctly, she served a few points for him the last set. So her serve is dug up by Fort Recovery. We're going to set up Cameron, and Cameron hits across.
Beautiful cross-court shot.
Yeah.
Man.
Puts a 2-3.
I don't know what Isaac Reisner's up to, but he was When that went down, Isaac was jumping like he had predicted it. He might have had a bet with somebody over there. That's what it looked like. He just won $50 on
that. We got Bryn Woman just serves the ball, dug up by New Bremen. Set there. And blocked by Fort Recovery.
Yep. He originally said that it was our point, but I was pretty sure it came down on our side, which it did. He changed his call.
So that's 2-4. Fort Recovery is down. They have Maeve Eilerman serving for them. And her serve. Man. Just hits the net and just rolls over and drops.
Yep.
Onto Fort Recovery's side.
Another quarter inch lower on the net, and it would have stayed on her side. Just rolled over and it flipped across the net and fell straight down.
Puts the score at 2-5. They serve. And
Caden Ranley tried to save that one.
Almost up here by us.
Yeah,
there,
she we got a hand on it. It came past the scorer's table. She came running in between there, and she was five rows up, trying to pull it out.
New Bremen serves, dug up by Fort Recovery. Pass is over by Cameron. They're going to set their hitter. Their hitter serves. We blocked it, and they picked it up. And they hit it back over. We dig it up. We're going to set up Cameron. Cameron hits. They pass it up. We dig it. We're going to put it back over in play for New Bremen. They're going to set up their hitter. Their hitter hits. We dig it up. Cameron pushes it over. They dig it up. And their hitter hits it right down on our court.
Man, a beautiful setup for Ashton Island and on that right side.
Timeout for Guggenbeller.
Because it's getting out of hand again.
We got 2-7 there.
I think they were ahead 3-2. I think they have scored 3 or 4 in a row. Be back after this timeout.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP comes from Pub 49 Bar and Grill, located in downtown St. Anthony, just north of Fort Recovery. Pub 49 is a locally owned and operated restaurant, open 7 days a week starting at 7 a.m., serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Their menu includes a variety of items such as chicken, pork chops, pizza, wings, ribs, and fish dinners. A pizza buffet is offered on Wednesdays at lunch and on Saturday evenings. Meals are available for dine-in or carry-out with a drive-through window for pickup orders. Catering service is also available for your special events. More information is available on the Pub 49 Facebook page. We thank Pub 49 for supporting the Tribe 107.3 WFRC LP.
We're back here in this third set. New Bremen just served, dug up by Fort Recovery, and we push it over on that second ball. New Bremen picks it up and hits it over. We dig it up. We're going to set up Cameron. Cameron hits it down, but they pick that up. And battle at the net.
Wow.
And Fort Recovery pushes it over, and it lands on New Bremen's side.
They had a great dig, and we got it to Cameron before they could get everything, get their defense set up, and we got it down. And we have the serve and get some momentum, girls. We're down 4, and we can't stay there.
We got 3-7. Caden Ranley's back at the serve line. And her serve is good. They dig it up. They're going to set their hitter. We block it. They pick it back up. They're going to try again, and we dig it up. We're going to set Cameron. Cameron goes up for the hit, and it's good.
Yep.
They couldn't get that back up.
Yep, back row couldn't. They got it forward, but it was forward and down.
Right.
Here we go, girls.
4-7.
Get a big run going here, Caden. She moves over to the left side now.
Her serve is good.
Wow. Good save by them.
Yeah. We set up. They blocked it, and they pushed it back over, and it went out. So
yep, went wide out of bounds. We won that little battle at the net, and we're only down 2. Big, nice comeback. We've scored 3 straight.
5-7. We have Caden still serving at the line. Her serve is dug up, and they're going to set their hitter.
Yep. I saw it hit the candy cane. Yep.
So,
I couldn't tell which team hit it when it hit the candy cane. because there's just a split second from when they hit it and we hit it. Cane to Cane moved. I thought it was them. The official originally called their point, and then he changed. The other official overruled him,
coach,
and said it's our point. Now the coach is not allowed to talk to the up official, but she did talk to the down official, and they had one of their players up there, and they're going to call it. That was too quick for me to tell. I know it hit the Candy Cane, and both teams were right there, but I couldn't tell which one.
So they're
going
to give that point to New Bremen.
Yes, they are. And that probably is correct, and it's 8-5.
New Bremen serve. We picked it up, put it back over on their side. They're going to go up to hit, and it came down right on the Kayla Garkey, but couldn't get it up to
Maria Kramer with a big hit. We set it up, or they set it up to their big hitter before we could get our defense set up. So
5-9, Fort Recovery is down.
Another net serve.
Just hits that net and just rolls down onto the ground on Fort Recovery side.
Yep, they had gotten that break several times. It's 10-5, and we cannot let them get any more points.
They serve, and we dig it up, and we're going to set up Breezy, and she pushes it over. New Bremen pushes it back over on us, and we weren't quite ready for that.
Well, we kind of desperately got it across, and they kind of desperately hit it back, and it happened to be that I think it was Grizzy had gone to the floor to get that dig.
New Bremen serves.
Wow.
We're going to... The ball's back over on New Bremen's side. They're going to go up and roll it over. Dug up. We're going to set up Cameron. Cameron hits. They pick it up. They're going to set. And we blocked it over onto their side.
Nice block by Grizzy.
Point.
We needed that badly.
Yeah. We got a 6-11. Cameron is back serving.
This is a position we've been in both of the first two sets, and we've lost both of them by 2 minutes.
Cameron serves. Good, dug up by New Bremen. And they hit it, and we couldn't get it.
Yep. Into our blockers, but through us.
That puts it at 6-12.
It's way too late for us to be down 6. We have to make a giant run here.
They have Ashton Island and just served that ball. Dug up by Fort Recovery. We're going to set up Hope. Hope's going to go down. She hits it, but they pick it up. They're going to set up their hitter. We dig it up. We're going to set up Breezy. Breezy pushes it over. They pick it up. Their hitter hits it. Dug up by Cameron.
Great dig by Cameron.
Hope Evers goes up for another hit. They pick it up. New Bremen hits. And down on Fort Recovery side. That gives another point to New Bremen. Yep. 6-13. Fort Recovery is down.
Down by 7, and we can't let them keep building this lead. They have been doing that both the first two sets. We've lost badly.
And Ashton Island just served it out of bounds for them. So that gives Fort Recovery a point. We are at 7-13. We have Kayla Garkey back at the line serving. Her serve is good. Dug up by New Bremen. Set New Bremen and their hitters. We block it. And they hit it back over right in front of Cameron in the back row there. So that makes it 7-14.
Wow.
New Bremen is ahead. Looks like Charlotte Nelson's going to go back to serve for New Bremen. And her serve is good. Dug up by Fort Recovery. Setting up Hope. Hope hits. They dig it up. And they're setting their hitter. We dig it up.
Great dig by Cameron.
Push over by Kayla. They are at the line, and they hit it over. And
yep, they set their middle hitter up perfectly, and she drilled it.
We got a score of 7-15, and Coach Guggenbiller calls it another timeout.
Yep, we'll be back in just a minute.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is provided in part by Wabash Communications. Serving West Central Ohio and Eastern Indiana, Wabash provides internet, phone, and TV services along with technology solutions for local businesses. Local support is available 24/7 for homes and businesses. Learn more at wabash.com or call 419-942-1111. Thanks to Wabash Communications for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe 107.3.
We're back in this third set here with Fort Recovery Indians against New Bremen Cardinals. Fort Recovery is down 7-15, and New Bremen has the ball to serve.
Yep. And we're down 2-0, and it's Coach, not looking good right now for the Indians.
Coach Guggenbauer used both his timeouts already. So they are going to serve. Looks like the Charlotte Nelson is still serving for them. And the serve was good, but we pick it up. We're going to set up Hope. They get a touch on that block, but they pick it up. And they hit, and we pick it up. We're going to set, and can't get it over.
If we had gotten it over, it would have been into their blockers. Now, it could have gone our way, but it didn't. It just hit that ribbon at the top, and now we're in big trouble, down 9.
7-16, New Bremen's ahead. They serve, we pick it up, and we're going to set Bryn, and she puts it over, but they pick it up. And we get a block, but they pick that up. We're going to battle at the net here. And we couldn't get it.
Nope. It was a big battle at the net. We hit it to them. They hit it back to us. And we hit it to them. They hit it back to us in less than a second. And it kind of went back behind us. And now we're down 10.
7-17. New Bremen is going to serve again. Dug up by Cameron. We're going to set up Hope. Hope's going to hit. Out of bounds.
Whew, man.
Gives another point to New Bremen, 7-18. This is not what I was expecting tonight.
Nope, me either. I thought they might win in three, but I didn't think it would be blowouts.
Serve was good, picked up. Bryn hits it over. New Bremen hits it. We had a block.
Wow. Monster block by, I believe that was Bryn.
Bryn, yeah.
And Hope might have been in there with her, but, man, they hit it right into her, and she had her hands exactly how she needed to put that ball right straight down without moving.
We got Haley. Whew. Haley Easton serves for Fort Recovery. They dig it up, set the hitter. We saved that. Cameron from the back row hits, and they couldn't get that up.
Whew.
That kind of looked like a softer hit to the back row, too.
Yeah.
We'll take the point. 9-18. Haley Easton is...
Get us some more, Haley.
Yeah. Her serve is out of bounds.
Mm, darn.
We had a lot of missed serves tonight.
Yes.
A lot of too much strength out of bounds.
I think we're trying too hard on some of those. We missed hitting it.
9-19. New Bremen serves, dug up. Set Bryn. Bryn hits it, and they blocked it, and we couldn't pick up that block.
Yep, we got our hand on it, but it went sideways, and none of our girls could get to it in time.
Make that 9-20 now.
They are the first team to 20, and we're not close to them. So
they have Maria Kramer serve, dug up, set up to Hope. Hope hits, and they block it right down on our side of the court there.
Right into number 10, Maeve Eilerman. I'm going to say she's 5'10", and she's a freshman. And she reminds me a lot of built just like Bryn Willman. Strong. Very strong.
So that
strong.
Puts it at 9-21. Maria Kramer's gonna serve for them and dug up by Cameron. We're gonna set Hope. Hope hits, they dig it up. New Bryn is gonna set their hitter and we block it, but they dig it up and nobody goes for that second ball. So it drops on New Bremen's side. That gives a point for Fort Recovery. So we're at 10-21. And we have Kenna Deuce that came in the lineup. And she's going to serve. Our front row looks like Cameron, Caden, and Bryn. And Kenna's serve is good. They pick it up. Their hitter hits. And right down in the court.
Oh, wow. I believe that was number 2, Mariana Muther. And that was a monster shot.
Score is 10-22. Fort is down. Jane Rimmer's back serving for New Bremen. Our girls are ready for it. Pass it up. And we push it over on the second ball. New Bremen went for a hit and missed the ball.
Terribly timed jump. She jumped up and hit the floor by the time the ball got to where she was supposed to hit it. That was a little off.
Score 11-22. Bryn serves the ball for Fort Recovery. They pick it up. Their hitter hits, and it's out of bounds.
Yep, hit it too long.
So we have 12-22. Bryn's going to serve for them again.
Well, it's not impossible for us to come back, but it'll be a little tough. Let's give it a shot.
So Bryn's serve is good.
Wow.
She kind of rolled off her arms off to the back wall.
Yeah, she almost looked like she tried to push it backwards. I think she was trying to step away from it and hope it went out of bounds and just went off her hands. And she had turned sideways and was kind of pushing it toward the back.
We got a score of 13-22. Bryn's going to serve again. Her serve is picked up by New Bremen. They're going to set their hitter, and their hitter hits it right down on the court.
Nice hit.
So we have a 13-23. We have subs coming in. New Bremen's going to have Maeve Eilerman back at the line to serve for them.
We are going to hear her name for 4 years. Woo.
Her serve is picked up. We're going to set Greasy. Greasy pushes it over. They dig it up. New Bremen sets it and hits it.
Yep, hits it in the corner.
In the corner. So we have 13-24. Looks like this could be the game point right here.
Yep, it's match point.
So they have Maeve Eilerman serving. And the serve is dug up by Fort Recovery, and it's pushed over. But back to Fort Recovery, set up Cameron. Cameron hits. They pick it up. New Bremen goes up to hit, and it stays on New Bremen's side of the net.
Woo.
So we're still alive. We have 14-24. Caden Ranley is back at the line.
Let's see if we can finish this set in a big way. I don't think we can win, but we can sure change the momentum and not go home with our heads hanging low.
They pick it up. They set up their hitter, and their hitter just pushes it over. Dug up. And a hit by Kinley Kramer there. They pick it up. We pick it up. Cameron goes up to hit. They pick up her hit. We dig it. We're going to set Cameron. Cameron's going to go for another hit. They dig it up. They're going to hit it, and it rolls over that net and lands.
Yep, Cameron got her hand on it, but it had already fallen. And
that ends it at 25-14, that third set. So New Bremen takes tonight.
All right, we'll take a little break, talk about the match here, and we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Support for the Tribe 107.3 comes from CSG Consulting. Aisha, they help businesses and individuals build smart strategies using financial modeling and analysis. CSG assists with keeping an eye on performance, managing business dashboards, and analyzing budget differences. They also help adjust strategies and manage change because what worked before might not work tomorrow. Their focus is on understanding all the moving parts in your operation to keep everything balanced and on track. You can learn more at csgconsulting.us or call 419-852-4049 or 614-551-4631. Thank you, CSG Consulting, for supporting Fort Recovery Community Radio, a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Tonight's Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 is supported by Hull Brothers Case IH, serving farmers and families for more than 125 years. Located in Fort Recovery, Hull Brothers offers new and used tractors from Case IH and Kubota, plus parts and service to keep your equipment running strong. They also carry mowers and outdoor gear from Grasshopper, Cub Cadet, and Toro. Learn more at hullbros.com or call 419-375-2827. Thanks to Hull Brothers for supporting Fort Recovery Athletics and today's broadcast on the Tribe.
All right, we're back here. Fort Recovery took on New Bremen, and Varsity lost in three sets. The first set was 17-25. Second was 16-25, and the third set was 14-25. So New Bremen took that Varsity, and then our JV lost as well, 20-25 and 12-25. So New Bremen's JV took that also.
Yeah,
so,
in that JV, that first JV set, we really gave them a battle right down to the end. And I thought we might end up going three sets, and then they just dominated that second set in the JV contest. So, man.
So, tomorrow, our boys are going to be playing some football up at Delphi St. John's, and that energy, Reister Energy pregame show is going to start at 6:40 tomorrow evening. And these girls will have a break over the weekend with some volleyball on games, and they're going to play on Monday back here in the Fortside Fieldhouse against Salina. And then on Thursday, they're going to travel up to New Knoxville and play them there. And next Friday, the boys are going to host Versailles for football. And at the Reister Energy pregame show will be at 6:40 next Friday here at Fort Recovery.
So, yeah, pretty disappointing tonight, I thought. I thought we were going to give them a little better contest, but... And we, in each one of the sets tonight, we stuck with them for 5, 6, 7, 8 points. And then in every one of those, along about 8 to 12 points, they just somehow got a 5-point lead. And then they got basically 2 points to our one the rest of the way out. So we hung with them for a little bit in each one of the sets. And in the middle, they pulled away. And we just could not, come back and get what we needed to go. We couldn't get, I don't believe we ever had more than 3 service points in a row. And that's very unusual for our Indians. So we usually have a lot of service points in a row, win or lose. We usually get runs of 5 or 6 somewhere along the line. And we could not do that tonight at all. So, oh no, I just, a little disappointing. I was hoping we'd have a better showing. I kind of thought we would lose in 4 or 5 sets. I thought it was going to be a little better contest, but it wasn't. You have any other thoughts, Brenda?
I don't have anything tonight.
All righty. So, well, want to thank everybody for listening. Want to thank Brenda Wendell for doing the announcing, and want to thank everybody for listening. Thank our sponsors, and we will see you tomorrow night from Stadium Park. I can't remember what the name of the field is up in Duffus against the St. John's Blue Jays.
You've been listening to the Hometown Huddle on the Tribe 107.3 WFRCLP. We're proud to be your hometown voice for Fort Recovery Athletics. A big thanks to our community underwriters for making today's broadcast possible. Until next time, go Tribe!